why I write. One of the things I truly don't understand about myself is why I decided many years ago to write about the things I like. What I mean is I did it purely for the love of it, and that is why I have never had advertisements on my site or tried to write any books or such. I do have to say it has paid off, not in money but the people I have met and the satisfaction I have gotten from having an outlet for my work. I am old now, but still enjoy writing, and I think God spurred me on to give me something to do after the tragic deaths in my family of people who were very close to me. It has been a true learning experience. When people ask me how old I am, I tell them I am on expired time. What I mean is I am well past the average lifespan for my group. This has gotten to be a sort of a joke. My kids joke with me about when I went to school, such as asking me if I rode a dinosaur or had to walk miles through the snow in my bare feet. It is all good-natured fun, however. I don't know how much longer I will be able to continue writing, but I intend to do it until it becomes impossible for me. I appreciate the fact my readership has more than doubled this year, and I am glad to see some people are interested in the same things I am. I like to write about unusual things, UFOs, the paranormal, history, and so much more. I was always very interested in archaeology, but I am happy I never became an archaeologist because I realized you need a lot of patience, which I never had. Some of these people spend decades with little brushes working at one site. To tell the truth, this would have driven me crazy. I sometimes thought I might like to be a scientist, but since I had to go to work early, this was out. But later in life I did get a degree in behavioral science, which I never really had a use for. I did have someone who worked for me who was an independent reporter, and his stories got into some of the major newspapers. I really don't know if this pushed me into writing or not. Starting out was not easy for me. Since it is really a hobby, at least I was not depending on it for an income. In the beginning, when I first created a website, I really didn't know what I was doing. I knew coding, so creating the website was not a problem for me, but I wasn't clear on the different rules. I closed the site and opened up another site, and this was named About Facts. Everything was going well until I needed to get more bandwidth and paid the site for it, and it never worked. I got a valuable lesson out of that, and it was lucky for me I paid with a credit card. The owner of the service lived in Romania and refused to fix the problem, actually telling me the fee didn't include any repairs. I said, "Wait a second, you never gave it to me working." I cancelled the payments with the credit card company, and the man was furious and wouldn't let me transfer the name. This led me to opening up the site Truth Facts. I wanted True Facts, but that was already taken. That was years ago, and things have been running pretty smooth except for the occasional glitch, which happens on all sites. Recently I couldn't get any statistics for almost a month, but that was fixed and didn't otherwise affect the site. I have talked with and interviewed many people over the years, and some of the interviews are on the site. I stopped doing this because it took so much of my time to prepare for it. To do an interview correctly, you should decide what questions you want to ask and make sure they are not of the type that are insulting the guest. I always prided myself on the fact all my interviews were friendly, and that is why some of the people came back a few times. One would be surprised how many people would let me interview them, even though there were far more popular websites. Sometimes events make you look bad. I experienced an event like that. I had interviewed a physicist who told me he was experimenting with time travel. He wanted to send a photon, which is a particle of light, into the future for about a year. He had also told me his father had died. The interview was very friendly, but about a week later a supermarket tabloid came out indicating he was a kook and was trying to bring his dead father back. He blamed me, and I told him I had nothing to do with it. Someone from the paper must have listened to the interview and decided to twist the facts. I finally said to myself, this is just one of those situations I can do nothing about. One thing I learned was it was better to ask questions you know the answer to. A good lawyer will always ask a witness a question like that because they don't want an answer which might damage their case. I did it because I wanted interesting answers and hopefully I got them. Many of the people I interviewed complimented me on my knowledge of the subject. As a matter of fact, I received compliments of the way my site looked from the technicians that work for the host my website is on. One of the joys of writing these articles, which is more like a daily column, is what I learn. I have learned much about history, for example. You can really learn a lot by constantly looking up facts. One of the more disturbing things I learned was the scope of human sacrifice by the Olmecs, Maya, Totihuacans, Toltec and Aztec. There were times when thousands of people were sacrificed in one day. One of the favorite targets was prisoners of war. Then there is all the evidence of children being sacrificed. How could people do this? I have to credit my research for teaching me a lot and making my life more interesting, and I thank my readers for their interest.